he's a legend in his own last time. We're with Robert Llewellyn, okay, Bubba Lou. New
yeah.
book.
Oh, yeah, hello. Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
All right. New book. It's a sequel. It's a franchise, possibly.
I don't know about a franchise. Definitely a sequel. I'm hoping to write a trilogy in the fullness of time, but this is definitely number two, and I'm sort of a third of the way through, and it is now... It's one of those experiences when you're writing a book and you can't... Oh, I can't work it out. I don't know what's happening. This has grabbed me by the proverbials, and it's just... It's taking over. So you know then that it's kind of working. It's the...
Are you really a third of the way through? You can tell me. Just me. Just me.
Slightly less than a third, maybe just a bit more than a quarter. Yeah.
That's kind of near. So Jenny Agutter's not in this book?
Jenny Agutter does not feature in this book in any way. Unless she pledges towards it, in which case she'll be one of the characters.
Well, she runs a pub in Camberwell now.
Does she? Oh, yeah. I'm going to pop down there and ask her.
No, I'm good. I live quite near. So how much to get her in the book?
Actually, I'd do it for free for Jenny. You know, she's special.
Oh, you are so on something now. What would she be?
Oh, there's a professor character that should be Professor Agutter. Absolutely. She's a very insightful, psychically aware woman who can read a man's soul in a breath.
So if I pop down to Camberwell and get Jenny to do an audio boo saying I'll be in the book,
wouldn't
that's it,
be it? Brilliant, wouldn't it? I would just love that. Yeah, absolutely. God, yeah. I'd love to have her in the book, yeah. Yeah. So notice I added in the book at the end of that short phrase.
I think given your previous audio boost, then that's a good thing to add. Does your wife listen to these? Or your daughter, actually? She sounds more scary.
Potentially, my daughter does, and she is quite a tough critic.
Is she more scary than your wife?
No, I mean, she actually watched an episode of Red Dwarf with me the other night, and she did admit that if I'm in the right company and there's a good script, I can be quite funny. Which, for my daughter, let me tell you, is an extraordinarily successful...
I've spoken to her. She's scary.
Yeah, she's quite scary.
And I'll let you go in this rush. I'll just say one last thing before we go. I've never seen Red Dwarf.
You've never seen Red Dwarf? Well, you're...
And I still like you.
Yeah.
That's probably why I like you.
It has to be admitted, you are in a majority of the global population. But, that said, the people who have been seeing it seem to have been enjoying it, which is very nice.